Dear Hamza, I am scared to break up with my girl even though I know she's holding me back. After doing a lot of thinking and journaling, I've come to the conclusion that me and my girl don't fit well together anymore. I'm going to be honest with this, I haven't been the best boyfriend to her in the past couple of months because I've had a lot of stress in my life lately, with school, training, business, and just my plans for the future. I know that's not an excuse, but because of this, I haven't been able to be as loving to her as I was before. Other than that, I know that I am outgrowing her, and that's the reason I don't think we fit together anymore. I am 110% on self-improvement, on the Adonis Protocol, working on my business, training both in the gym and boxing, and I love it. Good man. I have tried to get her to do the self-improvement by praising her when she goes to the gym, reads, meditate, prays, but she's not very consistent, and I think this is because she doesn't 100% want to do it. Maybe for the first couple of times, and she does it because I usually praise her for it, but when we, for example, don't have time to talk on FaceTime one day, and she went to the gym that day, and I wasn't able to praise her for it because we didn't talk on FaceTime, she started slacking in the self-improvement stuff. And that made me realize that she is not 100% my dream girl. I told her yesterday that I need to talk to her, and so I told her to meet me in the city so we could talk face-to-face today. I'm not really sure what to tell her, but I know I want to tell her that I don't think we fit together anymore, and if she doesn't change, we have to break up. And because I haven't done anything like this, I don't know how to manage this situation in a masculine way. But at the same time, to be completely honest, I'm so fucking scared of breaking up with her because I'm scared of not finding someone new and being alone for the rest of my life. For me, it has felt like I haven't gotten any love from anyone my entire life, and to let go the one person who has given me love is so hard. So do you have any advice for my situation and how I can manage this in a masculine way by Lucas? First of all, there's something you can do. Scroll down from this video right now, go click on the subscribe button because you'll help this second channel grow, which means that more young men will find videos like this and you'll end up discovering more guys who are on self-improvement. So go and subscribe to this channel right now. Let's go read the comments and then I'll tell you my advice. So we said, she is not 100% my dream girl. Felt this for over a year, broke up last week. She was wife material, honestly, and she is one of the purest top 0.1% girls you could have on earth, and I truly believe it. She worshipped me like a god, cooked for me, and we were both virgins, super smart, respectful with everyone, kind and creative. But for some reason, I didn't have this magnet, this thing that didn't made me doubt. I've done almost everything, praising her, trying to rationalize this lack of magnet, reading The Way of the Superior Man, read psychology books. Every day I told myself, what is love? Do I love her? Is she the one for me? Will I marry her? What if I'm missing out on my dream girl? I felt imprisoned since day one, even though I genuinely liked her. Now we can continue our journey alone and eventually find someone that will be our everything without questioning ourselves every day. For the story last year, I wrote the description of 100% my perfect wife, and she was a 95% match. Yeah, I wonder. I mean, you know, that sounds almost crazy to read when a young man's saying, like, yeah, I found a top 0.1% girl, but I still broke up because something was missing. I know for a fact that there'll be a lot of, like, no offense, beta males in the comments saying, like, wait, what? You broke up with a good girl? Like, whoa, bro, like, and I understand that because, you know, the majority of men are so lonely that they'll never be able to look at a situation like this with a clear mind. But if when you've been the kind of man in this kind of situation, when you have the girl who's like the gamer girl who fucks you good, who cooks for you, who cleans the house, who does all these things, who worships you, you can still not be satisfied. You can still feel like, you know, she's not the girl you want to be with. This isn't the relationship you want to be in. You don't want to live like this. And it becomes very difficult when you have a good girl who's behaving really nicely towards you, and you can't help but to just want to experience a completely different life. And this might be like grass is greener. It probably is. To me, what this guy said is like, I didn't have this magnet. So I'm guessing like this is like sexual polarity, this attraction to each other. Yeah, 100% right. I would only add that during self-improvement journey, you improve your view of life, your goals, your values, so it's natural to change one's own view on what your girl is like. Ollie said, never settle, bro. All that will happen is in 10 years, you'll resent her even more and divorce and wish you did it sooner. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. You're 17, you'll find another girl. Don't worry about that, bro. Don't overthink it. You know it's the right decision, so don't let your emotions get in the way. As First Man says in his module, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Yeah, so First Man, the YouTuber, he made an exclusive course for Adonis School, which is inside, and he's mentioned this quote. As for action steps, just be a fucking man about it. Would you rather break up now and move on within a month or still be with the same girl 10 years from now? That's very good advice. When a young man is considering breaking up, I always tell him you can make it day one right now or day one in 6 months from now. Tell her something like, I think it's best we split up since we're not compatible anymore, or something along those lines. Be respectful, but once you've made the decision based on the truth, don't let your emotions change your actions. Be a superior man. And then block her and her friends on everything so you never have to see her or anything since you've broken up. You need to move on from her and level yourself up for your future wife. This is very, very good advice. Very good advice. That's something similar I would say as well, is if you don't want to be with this girl, we can argue that as well. We can argue that maybe you should be, and you know, maybe you should be happy with her. But let's say if you don't want to be with this girl, then just don't fuck around with it. Stop wasting time. Go get it done, and do it in a very respectful, non-combative, non-insulting way. You never tell a girl like, I'm on self-improvement and you're not, and I'm getting fit and you're not. Don't say that, because it's like, that's just an insult for no reason. And women don't really work like that, because if you say that to a woman, either she's just going to be hurt and devastated and, you know, insulted, or you're just going to make her super masculine and suddenly she's going to start working on herself, like in this masculine mood of like, you know, oh, I need to achieve goals and shit. So it's like, you're not really helping her. Really, the greatest gift you can give to a woman is leave her with lots of praises, even at the end of the relationship. Big her up, hype her up, say amazing things, and say something like, you know, it's been such an amazing time. I just don't think that we're compatible. But don't really explain it why. When she says what, like, you know, what do you mean? Don't say like, oh yeah, because you're a fucking Jessica and you do bad habits. But, you know, just say it in a really nice and respectful way. And make sure you leave it in a way that she's not going to be shit talk. Like, she will, you know, gossip about you. She will say some things to her friends. But make sure you end the relationship in a way where she doesn't have fuel to, like, you know, tear down your image. So many guys think that when you break up with a girl, that's it, that's done. But, like, you basically have a testimonial, like you have this girl who's like talking about you, and you'd rather have it that she's like saying nice things because you ended it in a respectful way. Adam said, so I'm not the best guy to give advice, but I'll try to help you rationalize this. You said, but I know I want to tell her that I don't think we fit well together, and if she doesn't change, we have to break up. I'm so scared of breaking up with her because I'm scared of not finding someone new for the rest of my life. From my point of view, you know exactly what to do. The emotion of fear, and specifically the fear of being alone, is a primal one, so I can understand that. However, being more masculine means being able to deal with emotions and think rationally. Furthermore, from your description of her, she doesn't even want to do it, so she seems like you're going on two different places anyway. And to deal with the fear of being alone, you're coping and settling for someone that's nowhere close to your dream girl. I think we both know what you should do. The Way of the Superior Man, chapter 18, tolerating her leads to resenting her. The whole point of getting into a relationship is to grow together. If you aren't growing together, there's no point in the relationship. You've said yourself that you haven't been loving to her recently. The chapter talks about this. You wish your woman would leave you alone and take care of herself. Why can't she just go to the gym by herself? Why do I have to hold her hand? That's how feminine women are. You are the masculine, you are the reader, the guide, the protector. It's your responsibility to help your woman to the result you want for her. It's not actually hers, because then she would have to rely on her own masculinity instead of yours. Instead of seeing this as a chore, see it as a fun challenge. How can you love her every day in a unique way so that she follows your masculine guidance? Now, maybe your woman doesn't know much about femininity and masculinity, so you can teach her. Yeah, this is good advice. This is what I would have said. Let me just show you something, right? This is my thoughts on this. You want to break up with your girl because you feel like you're outgrowing her. And I totally get it. I've had this experience with multiple women before. What I will tell you, just to preface, is I have never regretted breaking up with a single girl in my life. I broke up with, I think, about 4 girls to like be more on self-improvement and business. And whilst it hurts, I never once regretted it. Never regretted it. Because when you're a man on self-improvement, when you're on the Adonis Protocol, when you're taking advice from me and doing the things that I tell you to do in real life, you're really taking action. You grow incredibly every 3 to 6 months. You are like a completely new person. Issue is, most other people, especially women, cannot match that level of growth. And so it is true. Relationships are somewhat like, you know, meant to be growing together and, you know, growing in love, growing in your personal development together. That's awesome. But if you are in this flux, like this flux point of your self-improvement journey, where you are changing and improving so quickly, and you meet a girl who's on your level, issue is that you can so quickly improve that we need to talk about the brutal reality that you'll be able to attract a better girl within a few months. It's brutal to say this, and many people don't like this conversation because it sounds like heartless or whatever. But every 3 to 6 months, when you're following my advice and you're on the Adonis Protocol, you literally can attract a new tier of woman. And you'll be so surprised looking back at just how, like, the substance of woman, like how much they bring to the table, how intelligent they are, educated they are, how wise they are, just keeps going up and up and up, how beautiful they are, how sexy they are, how much, like, you know, how much life experience they've had. Every few months, that just goes higher and higher and higher when you keep improving yourself. And so certainly you can match with a girl and grow together. If she can't match your rate of growth and not even close, right? If she's like, you know, you're making more progress in the gym than she is, we expect that, right? You've got more testosterone, you're more driven, fine. But if she's like literally not even doing most of the habits and you feel like you have to push her uphill to do them, in my opinion, that's a problem. And you might think, wait, but isn't that at the point of like self-improvement, of being in a relationship? I don't think so. I would rather meet a girl who's already consistent in the habits rather than meet a Jessica that I'm trying to get into doing the good habits, right? I don't want to meet basically like no offense to them, but basically like an idiot. I don't want to meet an idiot who doesn't even do good things for themselves. And that's 90% of people. 90% of people literally just self-harm every day. They do things that they know is bad for them, and they don't do things that they know is good for them. I don't want anyone in my life who doesn't fucking exercise consistently and it needs me to tell them. And you might think, wait, that's, but you know, like, what if she's a feminine girl? Yeah, no, 100%. The thing is, she's a feminine girl. She needs you to encourage her, fine. But in my opinion, this is going to sound brutal, I don't want to date a broken woman who has not had a strong father who has set this up already. You want to meet a woman who's already fucking exercising because she has a strong father or a strong brother who's already been like getting her to do this. So her baseline when you meet her is very strong. Her foundation is strong. Because one of the things, like the lessons I've been teaching a lot recently in these videos, is that when you have some kind of problems in your relationship, she will snap back to the baseline, the foundation that she was at before you started to influence her. She will snap back to that. And if she's going to snap back into like being a Jessica, or even worse, being a degenerate, I don't want to deal with that kind of situation. If you met a girl and she was a degenerate when you met, or she was just a plain old Jessica, wasting time on social media, consuming content, eating fucking chili chips or some shit, you know, just eating garbage food, she's going to go back to that because that's her natural state. That's where her family kind of pushed her into. And so that means that obviously she's got a weak father, she's got a weak brother. You want to meet the kind of woman who's already going to the gym because her brother or her father got her into the gym already. You want to meet the kind of woman who's eating clean because her mother and her father have already set that kind of baseline. And you might think, oh, well, you know, we'll grow together, we'll grow together. The more you improve yourself, the more that you stick to self-improvement, the more respect you're going to have for yourself. And you're just not going to have the tolerance to be with someone whose natural state is just fucking complacency and laziness. I don't think that's a masculine trait or a feminine trait. I just think that there's about 90% of the world are just pure lazy and ignorant and uneducated and just quite frankly stupid, that they'll just keep doing bad habits knowing that it's bad for them and just not stop. It's like every day they'll just take like a sip of poison for no reason. They don't even enjoy it. It's just crazy. You don't want to be with someone like that. Now, certainly the thing is, life when you're dating a feminine woman is always going to feel the same. It's always going to feel like you bringing her into the good habits, you guiding her, you influencing her, being the leader, directing both of you into a place of love and growth. It's always going to feel like that. But wouldn't you rather meet the kind of woman who's already at a really healthy baseline and then you're helping her, you know, influencing her past that, compared to the woman who's at Jessica level and you're trying to like get her onto self-improvement? Because that's difficult. That is so difficult. And I'm telling you right now, I have experienced so much heartbreak trying to get a normal girl, like a stupid girl. No offense to them. No offense to them. Offense to them, bro. Offense to them. If some girl's doing stupid habits, just like if a guy's doing stupid habits, offense to them, bro. Offense to them. They are stupid as fuck. Most people are just so fucking stupid. Most people literally just keep poisoning themselves every day and are pissed off that they've got, you know, a lack of options financially. Pissed off that they just feel bad. Pissed off that, and why? Because they fucking sleep. They deprive themselves from sleep. They poison themselves with alcohol and vapes and weed. Offense to these people. I couldn't imagine wanting to be around anyone like that. Now, you've said that your girl is not this bad, and you've not mentioned that she's had, you know, full-on degen habits. But it seems to me that she's a bit of a Jessica, and her natural state is doing, like, not even doing the bare, like, essentials. I'm telling you this right now, for all the young men watching this, if she doesn't exercise when you've met her, she ain't shit. Simple as that. If a human being doesn't exercise, what the fuck is wrong with them? Holy fuck, what is wrong with them? You should be literally thinking that to yourself. If she doesn't even exercise, bro, what? If she doesn't even like go out for walks and get a bit of sunlight, she's subhuman. A man is the same way. This isn't sexist. Men, even worse, honestly. If a person, a human being, doesn't even exercise or get sunlight or go out for walks, they are subhuman. And you don't want to be dating someone who's like a subhuman who doesn't even do the things that humans should do. You want to date someone who's a human, and because they're a human, they also mess up. So like, for example, you want to date a girl who like kind of goes to the gym, but she ends up missing a day. Fine. So you want to date a girl who tries to eat healthy, but she really likes the taste of like chocolate and shit because that's been made by like manipulative nutritionists and scientists and stuff. Fine, fine. Fair enough. You don't need to have super high standards where your girl only eats like GMO free grass fed beef or some shit. And she knows she doesn't eat seed oils and everything. That's a high level. Fair enough. But you want to at least like date a person who's a human being, who at least does human habits, who at least gets some sunlight, who at least steps outside of their house, who at least like just fucking exercises for a few hours a week. That's a bare minimum that any man on self-improvement should be pushing for. I don't think you should ever accept a girl who doesn't fucking exercise, bro. Like, that's a bare minimum. When you are hard on this path, when you are climbing up like crazy, like the way that Lucas is and other young men, when you're watching a video like this, trust me, you are not like the other people. You are not like even 90% of people or even 99% of people. If you're watching a video like this with no editing, with just me just giving you a bit of self-improvement advice, you are so different, advanced. And what one of the things you need to realize is a brutal truth. You're going to have people that currently come into your life who are compatible with you. And literally within 3 months, you're no longer compatible. You're no longer on the same level anymore. When that happens with friends, it's like, you know, you slowly start drifting away from the one guy who like keeps on skipping the gym workouts and it's fine. When it happens with a girl that you love and you've been having sex with, that becomes a problem. Because suddenly you can't imagine like actually getting a bit more serious with her. What's life going to look like 10 years from now? You're going to be a millionaire. She's going to be struggling to fucking exercise. She's going to gain like 30 pounds of fat. And you're going to be that loyal chump who's like, yeah, but you know, she's my day one girl. And you know, she was always with me from the start. Like, yeah, like, and literally every day you're realizing that now you're attracting like beautiful women who are like yoga instructors, who do Pilates and all this like high status, rich bitch exercises every day. Like girls who are just like fancy girls who are sophisticated, who are doing like this fancy shit and who are exercising, who are slim and lean. And they really like care about their appearance and their health. You're attracting those girls, but you're not allowed to do anything because you're still with the same girl who's texting you to bring home a pack of Oreos once you finish the gym. Is that what you want for your future? Probably not. Seems to me like you've got a hard decision to make, but you know what to do. We'll read a couple more comments and then let's see. Paras said, I understand what you're saying, bro. I haven't been in a long-term relationship myself, but I know others with strong relationships. This is what I'd say based off what I've learned from them and also from other experiences I've had when dealing with people. It's a very hard choice to emotionally to break up with someone you feel like that for. I'd say to be open-minded and effectively communicate this to her. Talk about your emotions and how you feel and let her know about it. If you're afraid of showing emotion, it's not a problem, bro, as long as you don't break down and make her lose respect for you. If you see it won't work and you know deep down that breaking up is the right choice, it'll be difficult, but you know you have to do it. I was in a relationship with a girl for over 1.5 years. She was my first kiss, my first date, everything. We broke up just before Christmas. I really relate to how you feel, and I know how fucking scary it can be to think about losing the girl, especially for the first time. But from my experience, it just had to happen. For the few months leading up to the end of the relationship, I felt myself losing attraction to her. This was weird to me because I used to be so attracted to her. There was one moment in particular when she told me, "Zevian, you've been getting less close recently." This felt like a stab to the chest. I felt like I should have been a better partner than that. But she was right and I knew it. Losing attraction, like losing polarity for the girl that you're in a relationship with, is very normal. And this is the balance that men need to learn. You need to study the book, The Way of the Superior Man, and learn how to keep up like a polarized, attractive relationship. So this isn't actually a girl's fault, because this will happen in every single relationship you get into. You'll naturally lose a lot of that excitement because you need to keep it up. She met you when you were speaking like James Bond, when you'd speak about your goals and purpose and your dress up nice, and she only saw the best version of you. And after a few months, she starts seeing you as the goofy farting boyfriend who's just like, you know, you've got like shit in your teeth when you speak to her, you fart next to her and stuff. And suddenly she turns off her sexy side too. The last day we had together in person was almost intolerable. The amount of anxiety I could see that she had made me really uncomfortable, and the negative thoughts. We had brought it up over call that night. The next morning, I had so many negative thoughts about the relationship. That night, I called her and told her everything that bothered me. I tried to leave the door open by saying, just because I'm unhappy with these things doesn't mean the relationship needs to end. What a mistake that was. The next day, she tells me that we should break up. The first week will be hard, the second week will be hard, but eventually the attachment will fade and you will find continuity and happiness in other aspects of your life outside of the relationship. Do it, pussy. Bitches, they come, they go. You have to give yourself a bit of self-love and respect. A bad girlfriend is just like a drug. It's hard to leave, but it's worth it. Plus, not leaving her, even if you know she's not the right one, is hurting her more than anything. When I was in a similar situation and I had to leave girls that I wanted to be with and I just felt stuck to do it, this was the final thought that helped me to take action on it. It's when I stopped thinking about myself and I realized that if I was going to be a good person to this girl, I'd get it done for her, not even for me. Like, for me, it's going to be a benefit, but it's hard for me to make this choice. But I started to think of how my actions and my beliefs were affecting her, where basically she was spending months of her life with a guy who didn't even like her, who was overthinking. When I finally journaled about that, thinking, damn, I'm an asshole for this. Yeah, it's going to be hard to do, but that's only because I was selfishly only thinking about myself. But if I think about her, it's not fair for me to keep her in this situation when her boyfriend doesn't want to be with her. She should be with a guy who's so happy to be with her. And so that was the final straw where I was like, yeah, I'm not going to like steal her time away from her youth. Andrew Rochdo said, honestly, bro, getting people on is a pain in the ass, especially women. Just focus on self-improvement is a pain on the ass. Just focus on being a good role model. She's not on self-improvement because she has no reason to in her eyes. The thought of her losing you should be enough to get her onto self-improvement if she actually loves and supports you. Stick or twist. Yeah. I don't envy the position you're in because I know how fucking difficult it can be, Lucas, and for other guys. You've got a girl who other guys would literally fucking, you know, scream for. They'd love it and everything. And here you are literally thinking of something better and other guys will not understand this at all. But when you know, like the thing is, if you're in too deep with a girl, that's the problem. Let's say, for example, there's a girl that you've just met and you know that she's not going to be like the mother of your children, wife quality, whatever. But, it, you know, let's be honest, it can be nice to be like young and to be texting a girl and maybe go on a date with a girl, even if you know that she's like a bit of a Jessica. It can be nice to just flirt with a girl, right? Likewise, it can be really awesome when you're like deep in a relationship with an awesome girl. Anything in the middle is just weird. When you're in the middle, for example, when you're in a relationship with a woman that you know isn't going to be the mother of your children, that's fucked. You can't undo that. You can't suddenly get back to like just casually flirting with her because you've got too much of the attachment, and you also can't level it up because you know that she's not going to be the mother of your children. So the only thing you can do is to break up. This type of girl, like once you realize that she wasn't going to be the mother of your children, you should have evaluated this. I'll say this to you, Lucas. You should have evaluated this girl already before you made her your girlfriend. You should have went through the course that I've made, which is in the classroom section. It's called Finding Your Future Wife. And inside of this course, I talk about how to assess a girl very quickly. And so you know whether you should make her. You should have assessed her using those strategies to figure out if she's the kind of girl that you can imagine being with long term. The moment you realize that a girl is not like a suitable long-term partner, you need to make sure that you don't get like more serious feelings with her. You need to make sure that you don't sell her a lie. It's very important that you assess women properly. The final thing that I say for Lucas and for many young guys, this happens when you don't have high standards and when you've got a bit of neediness, that when a woman shows you some kind of attention, you just think, fuck it, and you just end up making it serious with her rather than evaluating her and having those high standards. Many young men have such a scarce mentality when it comes to women that any girl who shows you a bit of attention, you automatically just take her seriously and start dating her. Even though if you were just taking a bit of time to think about it, you'd realize that she was a bit more of like a Jessica, like not a high quality woman. And I think that's what may have happened here. When she first showed you a sign of attraction, you were so excited that you didn't even assess. Or you might have, but you might have realized that she's not even that high quality, but you got with her anyway, just because, you know, it was someone to be with. You never, ever want to get into a serious relationship with a woman or make her your girlfriend when you can spot like clear red flags. You can spot that like her baseline isn't that high, that she barely is doing any of these habits by herself because she's got a weak father or a weak brother. You never want to take a girl like that seriously because it's just going to be problematic. And remember, this is like the golden rule for men like us. Every 3 to 6 months, you're going to be significantly improved. You need to only date the kind of woman who that is the same for as well, that every 3 to 6 months, she significantly improves without you. So you need to be looking at a woman's history and hearing her story and see, okay, has she went on a massive growth period herself recently? Because if she hasn't, you can get a girl on self-improvement, but the baseline, like who she was before you met her, is very important. And so preferably you meet a girl who's already dedicated to these things, just because she's had a lovely like family that's promoted health and self-improvement and development and hard work. And so it's not your job to be like a woman's like first fucking father figure, that, you know, her father was so weak, her mother's all disgusting and hardened and masculine, and she ended up breaking up with her father. Then a father moved out of the home, and then she turned into like a bit of a hoe, and she didn't do any of these good habits when she was in high school or anything. It's not your place to come into a relationship like that and think to yourself, I can save her, I can get her onto self-improvement. But guys, she's on self-improvement, she meditated with me once. Don't bullshit yourself, because I used to bullshit myself with the exact same thing. Don't bullshit yourself. You know if a girl is really, really on this shit. You know if a girl is really dedicated to her growth, to her development. I don't think, like, if that's a bit of a masculine trait, fine. But I think that's a really good masculine trait to have. And it might not even be masculine, because it's like, it depends why she's doing, you know, this hard work. And if she's doing it because her father is just raised her to be like that, that her father got her exercising when she was like 5 years old, and it's just normal for her to go to the gym every day, that's a high quality woman right there. That's a woman who's been raised well. It's not your position to be like a surrogate father figure for a woman who never had it before. You want to be like the new father figure for her, you know, the new leader, the new captain of the ship, fine. But once you get standards for yourself, you realize like you don't want to go like go save a girl. You don't want to live that life. Trust me, you don't want to find a girl who's at like a disgusting level right now, like a subhuman level, and think to yourself that you're going to save her. I'm telling you right now, you will always regret the relationship you get into with a girl who's at like this, that really poor level. You'll always end up regretting it. You want the girl who's already at like a healthy human level, who's already mature, who's already intelligent, educated, reading books and stuff. You want that to be her baseline already, that she already meditates before she even met you, because her father or her brother or her sister started these things. That's wholesome as fuck. That's someone that you're impressed by. You'd literally be thinking to yourself, I'm proud to be with this girl. Holy fuck, what a catch that she is. That's the kind of woman you should be with. And if you can't attract a woman like that, within 6 months, maybe a year, maybe 2 months, you probably will if you stay onto this path. Because 2 years from now, you could be making $10,000 a month. You're suddenly in the top 1% of earners in your entire fucking country. Suddenly that girl who's, you know, who's had a good father figure, suddenly she's actually eligible for you now because you've become high enough level for it. So I'd really recommend that you don't settle and you don't lower your standards for comfort. Now, for everyone else watching this, scroll down right now and go click on the top link in the description to come join Adonis Gang, which is my free community. And inside of that, you can also go take the Adonis Protocol, which is an entire free self-improvement course that's very powerful to change your life. It's the top link in the description. Go there right now. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.